How do we find input that matches our level? I'm Joseph, this is Input English. As you probably know, this channel is all about comprehensible input. Comprehensible input is an outstanding way to learn English. English is so complex. The grammar rules have so many exceptions. And of course, the pronunciation is fairly unpredictable. So trying to study or memorize English is completely impractical. However, if you hear enough of it, and if you understand it, you will absorb it. This is comprehensible input. It's the way it works. If you're new to comprehensible input, I have a lot of videos on how to use it and how it works. So let's get started with today's topic. We can call this input matching. In order for content to be useful for us as language learners for comprehensible input, there are three criteria given to us by experts. Stephen Krashen specified them decades ago, and they hold true today. Good input for learning a language should be understandable. If you hear language that makes absolutely no sense to you, you won't learn from it. It will just be noise. But the more you understand the words and the more it allows you to understand the story or the theme, the better you're going to learn from it. Now, this runs contrary to what we learned in school, because in school we were given unfamiliar material and we were tasked with memorizing or learning it. Comprehensible input doesn't function that way. Comprehensible input actually works most efficiently if you know a majority of the words. Most of the words in the input should be familiar. So our first criteria is understandable or comprehensible. It's right in the name. Number two, it needs to be interesting. If the input is about something you're completely not interested in, then you're not going to pay much attention to it. It's going to be hard to use that for good input. Number three, it needs to be compelling. That is, the way the input is presented to you, it should draw you in. It should make you want to continue watching the video or listening to the podcast or reading the book or perhaps listening to an audiobook. If content is compelling, it's hard to put it down. So these are our marching orders. Marching orders, that's a phrase we use in English. We use it to mean our instructions, the plan under which we're going to operate. That would be our marching orders. So as we approach this, I want to assure you that what I tell you today is not just a bunch of half-baked ideas that I put together for this video. No, this approach and this information comes from experts in the field. And I've already mentioned one of them, Stephen Krashen. I used the phrase half-baked. If something is half-baked, we consider it silly, immature, impractical, poorly thought out. So if you describe something as half-baked, you are criticizing it as being not useful. As we find the input that we want to use for language learning, it could be too easy, it could be too hard, or it could be just right. If the content we are looking at as input seems to be too easy, that may not be a problem. If it's too easy, the question is, can you understand it? Is it interesting? Is it compelling? And if it meets those criteria, use it. Too easy is not a major problem. actually, content that you may judge as too easy may be the material that allows you to learn English at an optimal rate. It may be your most efficient use of your time. So don't shun material that seems too easy, as long as it's interesting and compelling. What about material that's just right? We frequently call that the Goldilocks zone because of the children's fairy tale about Goldilocks and the three bears. Goldilocks was always striving for things that were just right. So if you find content that you know most of the words, you can follow the story, you find it interesting, it's compelling, and it keeps your attention, you found material that's just right. Devour it. Get as much of it as you can. Repeat it. Enjoy it. So that leaves our last category, and that would be content that you want to use as input that seems above your level. It's too hard. So how do we approach this? You have some choices. So let's analyze this interesting category. If you look at some content that seems too difficult and you don't know that many words, it's going to be hard to follow. So you can sample it and see how you do. If you find that you just don't know a lot of the words, it's going to be more difficult to follow the story. It's going to be more difficult for this material to be interesting because it doesn't make much sense. Instead of being compelling, it may be frustrating, and you may be looking for an opportunity to put it down and go do something else. You won't learn very quickly if you use a lot of this type of material that's above your ideal level. So what could you do? Well, you could put it aside and come back to it after your level has improved. This content that's too advanced that I've mentioned isn't going to change. It's not going anywhere, but you are changing. You're a language learner. And as you get input, your level of understanding is going to grow. And at some point, that advanced material that has given you difficulties will become easy. I did this in Spanish. It worked perfectly. On YouTube, I found a lot of advanced videos. They were on topics that were interesting to me. I liked the way they were presented. It was done extremely well, but it was simply at too high a level, and I didn't understand what the presenter was saying. I put that material aside, and then over a period of 2 years, occasionally I would come back and take a look at it. Now I can watch those videos, no problem. They're easy to understand. I know the words. I understand the grammar. And I enjoy those videos now. But if I had spent a lot of time on them 2 years ago, it wouldn't have been a good investment of my time. Our time is valuable. What else could you do? Well, you could just muddle through it. Now, there's an expression you will hear. If you muddle through something, you just proceed under conditions that are not ideal. You accept the compromise conditions, and you proceed anyway, knowing that the outcome may not be optimal. If you muddle through a lot of content that's too advanced, your language learning will just be slower. It won't come to a complete stop. It'll just be slower, less efficient, maybe more frustrating. And if it causes you to quit, well, you know what that does. I don't really recommend that you muddle through a lot of advanced content. It doesn't make any sense. Your time is too valuable to do that. So is that it? Is that the whole list of options? No. There's a secret weapon you can use. You have to pay for it. But I think it's money well spent, and it's something I did that I need to share with you. Now, as you look at the Input English channel, it doesn't take you long to figure out that this is not a commercial channel where I'm trying to get money from you or anyone. I don't do unboxings. I don't promote products. I don't have affiliate links. This is not about getting money. This is about sharing the English language in a way that you can have it if you just put in the time. You can learn this language. And as I've said in other videos, the reason I built this channel is out of gratitude. When I wanted to learn Spanish, somebody had made a tremendous number of good videos, and I was able to learn Spanish to a fairly high level so far with comprehensible input. So this is the reason I make these videos. So when I showcase a product, a book, a website, some sort of tool to help you with your learning, it's not a commercial interest on my part. So with that out of the way, what I'm talking about is LINQ. It's spelled LINGQ, and they have a website, LINQ.com. The website will be linked in the description. At the time of this recording, if someone subscribes to LINQ for 1 year, it works out to be $10 a month. That's what I pay, because I still have a subscription and I still use it. So what does LINQ do? It does a lot that's useful for language learners. First of all, it's a mobile app. You can use it anywhere on your phone. You can take your content with you on any smartphone, tablet, or laptop. It's mobile. That's useful. Pretty much any place you are, you can use this app. For times that you're not going to have access to cell service, you can actually download content to your device and play it when you have no cell service. I did that a lot. Number two, the LINQ app curates a lot of content. They categorize it as to whether it is for beginners, intermediate, or more advanced. Their app and their website are very clear, and it helps you find input that likely will pique your interest. You will probably find something very interesting to consume on that site. I certainly did. Number three, this app tracks your progress. As you recall, I pointed out that we don't want to talk about studying English for years because that's so nonspecific. We want to talk about hours in contact with the language. If you think in terms of hours in contact with the language, you can draw conclusions about that. So the LINQ app will track the number of hours that you listen to input. It will also track the number of words you have read. So if you get to the stage where you like to read in English, you can track that in this app. They will keep a word count for you. Anytime we're on a journey or a quest, it's nice to know where we are, what kind of progress we've made. And this app has helped me understand the progress I made in Spanish. Number four, the mini stories. They curate a lot of input onto this site, but they also create input and post them as mini stories. These stories are designed to present basic vocabulary in context in a very understandable, simple story format. You can listen to the input, you can read it, you can listen and read it at the same time. And the mini stories are a great way to get a grip on a language which would otherwise be opaque, hard to understand. Number five, this dual option for consuming input, that is, listening to it or reading it, or listening and reading at the same time, gives you tremendous flexibility, and I use that option a lot. I don't encourage absolute beginners to do a lot of reading because that tends to interfere with the development of a very good pronunciation of the new language. I have other videos on that topic. But once you get to the point where you're speaking or reading, then this is a super useful option. Frequently, I would listen to a story or listen to the content the first time, and then I would go back and listen to it a second time and follow the text and do the reading along with the audio. This was a powerful combination for me learning Spanish. Number six, this is the reason I wanted to introduce you to Link and make sure you knew about it. You can import content from other sources and use the Link platform to better understand that content. There are people who watch the Input English channel who import episodes from this channel into Link so that they can better understand what is being said. A lot of people find that with this link, they can actually use input which would otherwise be too advanced. And number seven, the Link app has a very well-designed dictionary function. By touching a word or mouse-clicking a word, you can get a drop-down window with a dictionary clue about the meaning of that word. It's very quick, it's very efficient, and it's not distracting. You don't have to avert your gaze away from the content. You just indicate the word that you want a definition, it pops up, and then you can move on. This feature is very powerful if you're trying to get through content and it has a lot of words that you don't know. Basically, with this feature, you can cut advanced material down to size to where it's much more useful to you. I do encourage you to find input that is relatively easy to understand and then get a lot of that. It's the optimal way to use your valuable time. But if you find something that's interesting and you would like to use it for input, but you're just having trouble with some of the vocabulary, you might find that the Link app is a very useful tool to adapt to content that would ordinarily be too advanced to be useful. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.